वही था 5.19। भाई बताइए तहसर गो ये शाम साम्य स्थित मन निर्दोषम ही समम ब्रह्म तस्माद् ब्रह्मणि ते स्थितः। इहैव इन दिस वर्ल्ड सर्टनली इहैव तैर बाय दोस पीपल हु डिस्क्राइब इन द प्रीवियस वर्स हु हैव एक्वायर्ड नॉलेज जितः सर्गो जितः हैव वन सर्ग द मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस येषां साम्ये स्थितं मनः दोस हूज मनः माइंड इज सिचुएटेड स्थितः इन सेमनेस सो दोस पीपल have conquered material existence even in this world whose mind is situated in sameness. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. Now why are they considered to be to have conquered material existence? Because they have become flawless. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. Like brahma they have become nirdosha. They have become free from flaws. Tasmad brahmanite sthitaha. Therefore, Brahmani, in Brahman, in spiritual reality, they are situated. Te sthitaha. So here, Krishna is talking about the state of liberation from material existence. And he speaks how a person who is the who has acquired the knowledge. So now Krishna has been talking about this advanced stage from the 16th verse where he stated that just as when the sun rises all knowledge, light shines around, so like that sun-like knowledge illumines the person. Jnanena tu tad ajnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham adityavaj jnanam prakashayati tatparam. So knowledge destroys all ignorance, just as the sun destroys darkness. Then 17th verse talked about how to acquire that knowledge, how to become illumined internally. He says, invest the mind, the intelligence, the faith and the destiny. And the destiny, tad buddhyas tad atmanas tad nishthas tad parayanaha. Gacchanti punaravrittim jnan nirdhuta kalmashaha. So kalmashaha, the contaminations will be destroyed by jnana nirdhuta. By jnana, the contaminations will be washed away. So now after describing that, it is said here, jnana nirdhuta. So now same point is made over here. Nirdosham, that this person has no dosha, no blemishes. Jnana nirdhuta kalmasha nirdosham hi samam brahma. So by knowledge the person has become flawless. So flaws here refer to what? For the soul who is spiritual to be caught in material desires and to have materialistic perceptions is a flaw. For the soul to be able to see beyond the dualities of material existence, that is the stage of flawlessness. So Krishna is not saying here that when the soul is nirdosha, he has become all-pervading. And he is neither saying that the soul has become the supreme Brahma. Hey, what? Let us see what all Krishna is exactly saying in this verse. Ihaiva tairjitah sargo. In this world, they have conquered sarga, material existence. Ihaiva tairjitah sargo. Now, who are those people who have conquered material existence? Yesham samye sthitam manaha. Those who are situated in oneness, in sameness, actually. Samya, is it ekatvata? Is Krishna not using ekatva? Samya. Samya means one, sameness. Now, is there a difference between sameness and oneness? Uh, Yes, there is. Oneness means the idea that that there is no difference, that actually there is only one thing existing and that one thing exists everywhere. Now, sameness when we perceive, so the mind, that means consciousness is existing and the consciousness is perceiving sameness. That means for the perception of sameness also, there has to be two-ness. There has to be the perceiver and there has to be the perceived. So if I say that, this laptop and that laptop is the same, then that means there are the two laptops which I am seeing as same, and there is I who am the observer. So there is, for the perception of sameness, there has to be the seer and the seen, and the seen should be able to see the sameness. So that means there is a two-ness, there is not exactly oneness. If there is perception of any sort, there has to be the perceiver and the perceived. So yesham samme sthitam manah. Now what he is saying over here is, sham, the mind is situated in sameness. That means the mind does not perceive duality. The mind does not perceive variety at the material level. It goes beyond that. And this was pointed out in 5.18 also, where panditaha samadarshinaha. The soul sees all living beings equally. It is not said that he sees them as all as one in terms of being just the no difference at all. He just says that sees them equally. Samadarshinaha. So the word samya is used here. Sama was used, samadarshinaha was used in the previous verse, and now samya is used, continuing the same theme. Sham samya sthitam manaha. Now to a large extent, our impurities, the dualities that we go through, they come because our mind is not situated in samya. When the mind is situated in duality, in variety, then we don't have samya, and then because of that, we get entrapped in material existence. Now, nirdosham hi samam brahma. And again, he is not saying that they are brahma. Exactly, it's a samam brahma. And they are situated in Brahma. Is it that they are merging in Brahma? No, situated in Brahma. That means situated on the Brahman platform. Tasmat brahmanite sthitaha. So, at the spiritual level, one does not get carried away by the perception of material dualities. So, at the material level, one thing is attractive and another thing is unattractive. But at the spiritual level, one sees that actually nothing material can give me pleasure. So, there is no need for me to become unduly excited about anything material. Because ultimately nothing material can ever make me happy. So in appearance there might be some difference, but in substance whatever is material cannot satisfy the spiritual soul. And therefore there is no need for the spiritual soul to get captivated. So nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmanite sthitaha. And therefore, these people who can see sameness, they are situated on the spiritual platform. And it is this situation on spiritual platform that is the aspiration of the serious seekers. That is the aspiration of those who want to be liberated, and that is the achievement of those who are liberated. Now, this perception of sameness, which leads to ihai vajitaha sargo. Here itself one has conquered material existence. So this is referring to jivan mukti. There are two kinds of muktis. Of course the Bhagavatam talks of five kinds of liberations in terms of the post-material existence status. So what happens to the soul after the soul is liberated out of material existence, where it goes. Based on that, it talks about five kinds of liberation. But here we are talking about when exactly the soul gets liberation. So there is videha mukti, when the soul leaves the body and becomes liberated from material existence. And then there is jivan mukti, and the soul may still be in material existence, but the soul is as good as liberated, because at this time, the soul is no longer having any of the desires that bind the soul. So soul is simply waiting for the body's existence to get over according to its karma, and then the soul will go out and of material existence. So when the here Krishna is talking about that videha mukti, one who is perceiving equality, perceiving oneness, has no longer material desires, and it is desires that bind the soul to material existence. So when there are no desires, there is no bondage, and eventually the soul will go out of material existence entirely and attain videha mukti. So the perception of sameness, by which one no longer finds one material thing attractive and another repulsive, and therefore one is no longer captivated by material desires, is the platform of liberation within this body itself. And is this that the seekers have attained, and when they become seers of sameness everywhere. Thank you.